When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? So very, very big announcement. This is going to be very special. So we've been getting inundated with questions at the mailbag, drlbmailbag at gmail.com, as you guys know. You guys have always been a huge part of the show. And obviously, my mom has been a gigantic contributor to the show. She's always on. And you guys have been just sending the Don question after question after question after question. I sat down with the team and I said, you know what? Like, she's clearly the best in the biz. This is why we love her, right? As a mom, she's amazing. And I think the tone of a lot of the questions that you guys are sending in, you know, it ranges. Like, Dear Albie ranges from the funny story of something that happens with, like, a tampon all the way to, you know, some really, really deep stuff that's happening with your kids. And I always love that about the show. But when it came to stuff that was directed at mom, it definitely seemed like the type of thing that I wanted this to be a community of people that could depend on her, because I know it's easy for me to say I'm really proud of her and she's my mom, but when I hear random strangers reaching out to us because they're going through stuff in their life, it's a really, really cool thing for me to be able to say, hey, you know what? Like, you know, she's there as a resource for people, which is really awesome. So we sat down, and this is the first installment of Dear Don, a weekly special from us where we're just going to take one-on-one. We're going to let mom sit down. We're going to let her get after it, answer whatever the hell she wants to answer. And it's going to be one, maybe two questions max a week. This will be a really, really awesome thing. So without any further delay or ado, the true star of the show, this is the very first episode of Dear Don.
Hey guys, it's me, it's Caroline, and I am here as a special request from both my son and all of you Dear Albie listeners. So it's a big thank you hug for all of you, because what's happening is, at least I'm told, that they're getting a lot of requests for advice questions, life questions, family, etc. questions that they would like me to answer. And I'm humbled by that. It's really cool and I appreciate it. So we decided, why not? I'm here. I got nothing else going on. There's nothing else doing. So why don't I just have like a couple of little specials here and there. And basically all it's going to entail is a question, maybe two, that I answer from you guys, the listeners of Dear Albie. So having said that, I also want to preface by saying I am no doctor. I am no psychologist. I'm just Caroline. And these are strictly my opinions, my thoughts, and what you do with them is up to you. And they are certainly given with the best intent and, you know, all good positive things in mind. All right. So here we go. This is our first question. This is from a lovely young lady named Alyssa. And I've only read like one or two sentences of this. And Alyssa, whoever you are, wherever you are, hugs. That's all I have to say, because we're getting kind of deep on the very first question. It's freaking me out a little bit, because this can be a place where it's happy stuff too. But I think it's important to hear her story, because I think there's a lot of you out there that maybe can relate to some facet of this. It's a long one, so get ready. All right. It starts, so this is going to be a biggie, but I need help and don't know how to handle the struggle with my mom. I'm hoping the Don, by the way, I am the Don. I am the Don, and one day we will get into that, okay? I'm hoping that Don is around so I can get her opinion. Let's start at the beginning. My mom left when I was 8 years old. In exchange for custody, she wanted money, so my dad paid her $3,000, $1,000 for myself and two brothers, so it's $1,000 each. That in itself, I have tears in my eyes and I want to cry because I just can't even fathom that, all right? Then she vanished. No shock there. That's me saying no shock there. Fast forward a few years and she comes back, new boyfriend or boyfriends, and is now the cool mom. She's buying me booze at 12, cigarettes, letting me skip school, taking me to the bar, etc. This is a lot. This is a lot to unpack. So I'm just going to read it all and then I'm just going to go from there. She never had food in the house, so I lived on Miracle Whip and hot dog buns for like 6 months. I finally realized that she was not stable. She moved every 3 months because she didn't pay rent, and the whole time I was with her, she would tell me how my dad wouldn't let her call and would throw out her letters and birthday presents that she would send. Fast forward to adulthood. I realized my dad worked as a logger and was gone 6 days a week. I checked the mail. I checked the answering machine. She never called. She never sent presents. My dad still has the same phone number and lives in the same house, and I'm 36, so not like she doesn't know where we were. Wow. Okay? Wow. That's all I have to say to that. I'm now married with two boys who are literally my world. She wants to be back in my life. I cut her out 4 years ago when she was drinking so much she would be too hungover to babysit as previously arranged. Hold that thought. Just hold that thought. Just remind me of that because I have something to say about that. She made promises to my oldest son and then broke them, and at that point I knew she wouldn't do to my kid what she did to me. A month ago I reached out. I have a 4-month-old and it breaks my heart he won't have a grandma. Hold that thought too. We tried to arrange a lunch. She bailed last minute. Tried to arrange a lunch again, and she forgot. And that's in quotes, the forgot. At what point do I stop? At what point can I stop feeling guilty because she doesn't want us? Meanwhile, she runs all over town telling everyone how her kids hate her. She just lies all the time, and I'm struggling with how to cope. I have a great life. I'm an accountant, and I have a great, well-paying job. An amazing husband and two of the best boys ever. But I still long for my mom. How can she just not want us? Love your show and love the advice. I hope you read my email and let me know what you think. This is from Alyssa. Alyssa. Oh, my God. There's so much to unpack here. The only thing that I need to for you to hear me say, and if you absorb anything in what I'm about to say, I hope it's this. This has nothing to do with you. The way you were raised, the mother you have, the person she is, has nothing to do with you or your brothers. Your mother has a slew of problems that I couldn't even imagine what they are, where they stem from, or why they exist, and why she filters them onto you and your brothers. You have seemed to rise out of the ashes and done well for yourself, and you should applaud yourself and be proud of yourself and celebrate yourself. Because I can only imagine that growing up without that mother figure, without the presence, has some lasting effects, and I hear it in your letter. But look what you did all by yourself. Look at who you became all by yourself. You said one thing. You said guilt. That you feel guilty that your mother is not part, you don't have, you know, part of your life, you don't have that mother existence in your world. You know what? You dodged a bullet. Some people, you know, create children and they birth children and they father children and they are mothers and stuff like that. But that is just a title that I believe is earned, and your mother has no right to call herself that. She showed absolutely no remorse when she walked away. She's, you know, I don't want to be so, you know, I could be so crude and so direct, and I don't want to do that. But read between the lines, you know, the first few things that you said, how she allowed herself to be paid, how she left, how she walked away. Okay, that's not on you. That's not on you or your brothers. You said that you reached out for your mother and wanted to have her babysit. No. Don't let her near your children. Okay, because you've done, unless she has a complete turnaround, which I don't believe is in her, she forgot. The words in parentheses, forgot. She forgot. I'll tell you what. If I don't have a relationship with any of my children and one of them reaches out after many years, I'm not forgetting. Okay? That's not something I forget, because that's something that is very important not only to me as a mother but to your children. And in a mother's heart, what you are, and you say that your children are your world, you know what I'm saying. Okay? Your children are your soul, your heart, your strength, your weakness, they're everything to you. So you don't forget. You don't forget little things like that. And then you're the whole cool mom thing. Now, what a cool mom is, I'm going to tell you what a cool mom is. A cool mom is somebody that says, come here, you little frigger. Okay, you didn't do your homework. Okay, come here. Now you're going to sit your ass down. You're going to do your homework. You know what a cool mom is? Get upstairs and make your damn bed. Okay, because that's what you're supposed to do in this life. A cool mom is not the mom that buys you drugs. A cool mom is not the one that gives you cigarettes. A cool mom is not the one that sits there and drinks with you. That's not a mom. That's a failure. And you don't want that in your life. And you don't want it in your children's lives. Your dad, he's a cool dad. He got up off his ass. He worked 6 days a week. He sacrificed his life and his time for his children as, I'm guessing, a single father. Give kudos to your father. He was stayed in one spot. He was constant. He was a constant in your world, a constant in your life. And unfortunately, we chase after the things that we think we're not worthy of. You're chasing after a dream. The dream of a mom, oh, gee, this is what my mom or a mom should be. Your mother has shown no indication that she wants to be a mother, that she's interested in being a mother or a grandmother. So guess what? It's not a matter of saying, well, gee, why doesn't my mother want me? It's not that. Please, again, if you take anything out of what I'm saying to you, it is not because of you and who you are or who your brothers are. It is all the issues that lie in your mother's head and heart. Nothing to do with you. Your mother has, you know, somewhere, somehow in her life, maybe the best thing for you to do is try to understand where she came from and why she's that person, and learn to have a better understanding of things. Learn to forgive things, okay? But at the same time, you have to have realize that this is who she is at this point, and things aren't going to change. And I'll be damned. I'll be damned if anybody's going to take the hurt they laid on me in my life and in my childhood and pass it on to my children. That's why they call us Mama Bear. That's why we carry the torch of mommy, because we wear our love and our feelings and protect our kids with our hearts on our sleeves. So continue the way you're going. You've done really well for yourself, and I don't know you, but I'm proud of you. And I don't know you, but I wish I could hug you. So I'm going to send you a virtual hug. My best advice to you would be, if you need her in your life, you have the understanding of what she is, who she is, no expectations. Don't leave her with your children. She doesn't deserve to babysit her. I'm afraid. Don't leave her with your children. She could be there as, hey lady, hey friend, whatever, because it's important to you. But know that the path she walks is her own, and she made those decisions on her own. She left you when you weren't even old enough to have an opinion, to understand. So you're all good. You're all good. And you know, I'm sorry that this is, you know, your story, but, you know, you could rise out of those ashes, and you already have, and be a great mom. You sound like a great mom. And like I said, nothing but love for you, Alyssa. I don't know you, but I'm proud of you, and hugs from me to you. Well, how was that for a crazy-ass first question? And, you know, I hope that she gets it and understands where I'm coming from. And, guys, if you want to hear some other things, some other opinions, email my boy at dearalbymailbag@gmail.com. And as long as the questions keep coming in, I'll keep answering them. And as long as you like what I'm saying, I'll be here. And I appreciate it. And it's cool and it's fun. And it's my way of reaching out to all you guys. So, you know, follow us all on Instagram and Twitter and all those fun things. It's a Dear Albie on Instagram. Dear Albie mailbag@gmail.com. Caroline Manzo on Instagram. And all that other stuff. So, hug, guys. See you later.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.